Then the Mishnah says Shetichi Hamaka, that according to Vesil, they have a right to have more than four bees until the maka heals up. Elo, the case must be the Yoyiv Lokuli Vimeinaris, that you let her have her four bees when she was in Ara. So the question is, Naris Yud Beis Chesh, does it take 12 months to be in Ara? Miika, we don't have it that long. Vama Shmuel says, Ein Bein Naris Labagris Elavav Chadoshim, that once she becomes in Ara, 12, then 6 months later she comes to Bagaris. So more is the question, the Chita, maybe you'll tell me, Botsum Yoch Yudalek, it's not less than 6 months, or maybe your Tveika, more than 6 months, you could have it. So more is the Noho Bavad come, it says Bavad only 6 months, and not more, after 6 months you come to Bagaris. Hell, the case must be Diyoyiv Lo Shtayim Bimei Katnas, that they got married when she was a Katana, and they had two Biyas then, Ushtayim Bimei Naras, and two more Biyas when she was a Nara. Those 6 months, she had two Biyas during those 6 months. So it's good why she has four Biyas. For the more no, Haboyi Minei Rav Chinuno Bashalom Yomei Rav, that what's going to be Higiyas Mana Lirois Tachas Baila. Now, she was a Katana before, and after she's married, now she became a Nara. She came to time when she sees her period. So now, how many more Bias does she have? And Amalei said back to my this, that Kol Bila Shata Boil, Kol Zaman she was a Katana, as many times they lived together, Eina Melacha, that's only all considered like one night, and she still has three more nights to go. V'yasha Mashu Madal Lel, she still has three more nights to go. So, if she first became a Nara now, she still have three more Bias, not just two. So Mora says, true, El, the case must be the Yoiv Le'achas Bimei Katnas. He gave her one Bia when she was a Katana, and as many times as she lived together, it's all considered like one. Ushtaim, she had two Bias now, Bimei Naris. During these 6 months of Naris, she had every 3 months to live once. So she had two Bias then. And the Yachas Bimei Bagris, and she had a last Bia when she was a Bagaris. That must be the case here. So now, the Kasha now, back is on Rav. But if you tell me Bishleim is good at Bagaris Baal Moregel, Isha, that's a Bagaris. When she gets married, that Yavin and Latfei, we give him more than just one night, more than one Biyam. Isaki Heichadani Katan, just like we say here when she's a Katana. That is many times that she lives together. Bimei Naris. And then she becomes a Nara, Lemitzalochodo. The fact they live together when they were a Katana, it takes away one night from the Naris. Is the Haninam and Tayyus Rosh should be here also, that they live together when they were Nara, when she was a Narais. Is Labagris, and now that she came to Bagaris, Lunitzalachot to take away one Bia, she doesn't have as much as a regular Bagaris without, she only have one. Ella, but if you want to tell me, like Rav says, that Bagaris Yama, regular Bagaris, Liavin and Latfei, she only has one Bia, just a lively Rishonah, that's all. If so, the lace of Lela Bilis Mitzvah. If a regular Bagaris only has one night, that's all. So now, since they lived together before when she was an Ara, he should only give a stam one Bia, Bias Mitzvah, that's all. Bisulay, and not more. So, group in this Bryce, there's a question Rav that Rav said, Bagaris, Noisin, Lalila, Rishena. The Chura, here it's Mashma, that she has more than a Lila, Rishena. So, Marin said, Leol, in the case here is really like this. Then, this last Bryce was the Yoyib Lachas, Yomei Katnas. As many times they live together when she's a Katana, it's called like one Bia. And the case is now, Begim will be May Naris. During these 6 months of Naris, not that they live together once in 3 months, but every 2 months they live together. So they have three Bias when she was a Nara. That Misar, but who told you to think? That called Tlosa Yachi Chodoy No, all 3 months. They had only one time, they lived together once. No, called Trey Yachi Chodoy No. Every 2 months they live together. So that could be a case here that they had her four Bias before she became a Bagaris. Therefore, there will not be a kasha on Rav. Now the Gemara says, Minyona Saksenoi, Hevi Shoko V'Ozol Yasu B'Shmuel. He was once going into the city of Shmuel. So, V'Lemevet Uv the Kavos, he wanted Kavos the Rav, he wanted to act like Rav. In the case where Bagaris got married, he wanted to say that she only has the first night and not more. And Afilu Rosa, he thought the same in the case where she saw Dan before, it's also the same Malacha. She only has Laila Rishayna, that's all. And we learned before now that if she saw before, then she only has Bia Rishonah, just the first Bia, not more. And then he thought to say, give her the whole night. Omar, he said like this, that he thought that Leipolig Rav Ben Rosa Ben LaRosa, he thought that Rav did not make any difference whether she saw or she didn't see. So he wanted to say, the Bagaris has the whole first night, as many times they wanted to live together. What happened was, Kodam Shochiv Biurcha. So what happened was, he died on the way, before he lived with his wife that night, like before he was over the east, according to Rav. This Maestro was again was Minyumin Seksenoi, that he was on his way and he was about to hold like Rav. And he thought that Yolanda lived together a lot of times that night. He was about to do it. What happened was, before he did it, he died. So Kori Shmuel laid the Rav. Shmuel called the Pasuk upon Rav that Lo Yunu Tzadik Kol Oven. Nothing big could come out according for the Tzadik. In other words, since Rav really held that it was also, so this person did not do the Aveira. That's why he died before he was able to do the Aveira. Omar Rav Chinen No Bashalmiya Mishmei the Rav. Kivon Shenatku Shino Shalodom. When a person starts to lose his teeth, he becomes old and starts to lose his teeth, is Nismatu Mizanoisov. He starts to lose his Mizanois. Rashi means Koshin Love. It's hard to have Panosa then. Shneven Apostle says, Gamanoch Nisat Lecho Niki and Shinayim Bechol Orechem Vechoiselechem Mechol Mechomaseichem. Means like when I clean you from your teeth, and all the cities, then you'll need bread. You have to say, when a person comes older, then it's harder to get, panosta, it's harder to get his mizonis. Now it says in the Mishnah, Ruas of Yoido. Let's say she saw dam, and she was still the base of it. I mean to say she was a Nara. She was a Nara, this girl, and she saw dam before, and now she got married. So here the Mishnah says that Beisham Beisilo says, Noisnin kol halayla kulis, have a right to live together just the first night. Tanra Rabbanan, go like this. Rosa, which she already saw dam, she had a period before already. The Yodi Beveitzavi means to say she's still a Nara, she's still living by father's house. So Beisil Mesil says, Kol Alayla Shalom. When she gets married the first night, even though she sees dam, we have already said the dam Besulim, and they can live together as many times as they want that first night, it's Muta. The Neistin Law Oina Shlema. And she has a complete Oina, complete time to live together. So the question is now, Vakama Oina Shlema, what's called the complete period of time? How much time is this Oina? So Pirish Rav Shimin Ben Gamliel Laila V'chatzi Yom. I mean to say a night, and half of the day also. Usually we say an Oina means a period of 12 hours, like a night or a day. Here he says it means they can live together the whole night, and half of the next day. So more as the question, is that true? Me being a Kuliai, is an Oina called so long? Or a minute, I have a question. It says, Harei Shor Yegitov Ubeis Badav Tumeis. Somebody had his Gita, that's the place where he has his wine factory like. Rez Beis Badav, that's where you press your olives, the Shem and the oil. Tumeis, they're both Tomei. Ubikesh La Soy Cemetery wants to be Matari them. Like, you get out the blue of Tumah in order to be Matari, to say what you make the new wine or the new Shemin you make now should not have any blue of the first one there, so it should remain Torah. How do you do it, Ketzad? How do you do it to get the blue? And there's not enough just to put it into the mikvah, the Kalim. Because Kolzaman, there's some blue, it's absorbed some of the first Mashka of Tumeyah, it'll always come out and be Matari the next, wine and oil. So how do you get all the blue out of the keli? So case to the waste, how do you do? Says other this hadafim. That's the delis. Rashi says the board like that you put on top of the grapes to press it. Fi halulvim. That's like the lulav branches that you use to clean it up with. For your hadashim. Rashi says also that's agas atzma. That's like the wine vat itself that you have the wine in. Shanov nesunim shon, that the grapes are put there. So these things, madichim, is enough just to wash them out. Since it's only blue through cold, it's enough just to wash it out, and that gets out all the blue. What's going to be